So holding here, Itimilavonenkala, I think, Pirish Beis, right?
Yes.
Pirish. Kemoisha ato Itimilavonen, or Tolemi Mitzrayim. Kemoisha Kosov Onechet Ered Imocha Mitzrayimo. Kain Itimilavonen. Pirish Mitzrayim Tavoyi. So, he's learning the thread of the pasuk is as follows. Itim alavonen kala, you came with me from Mitzrayim. And he, you know, in Pirush Aleph, he explained why he calls Mitzrayim levonen, shehil ben chateyim, and so on. Itim alavonen tavoi, and from then onwards, you're going to be following me. Kain itim alavonen pirush Mitzrayim tavoi, and toshuri meroi shamana. You're going to say Shira from the Sfas Hayam, Amona Miloshen Emuna, by Minu Bashem. It's Chazal said this constitutes Toshuri Meroish Amona. So, Pirush Misfas Hayam, Shenema Yaminu Bashem, Bacharkach Oz Yoshe Moshe. So the Shira comes from the world of Amuna. Meroish Nir Vechermoin. Zeo Har Sinai Bechorev. V'yadua shehashefa shenishpoim him tal v'shelig. K'moy shekosev kital oirois talecho. U'cheshelig mislabnir chata'inu k'wach kosev im yu chata'ichem kashonim. V'zeo kichermoin. K'wach kosev kital chermoin. U'snir u'tirgumoy sh'yikrolim snir tur talga. V'chermoin remez letal, u'snir remez leshelig. So it's very interesting. He speaks over here about the two hashpos coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the two shefa, and he says those two shefa are tal and shelig, which is very, very interesting. What happened to good old Geshem? In other words, the thing that's to us the most the embodiment of hashpo is shelig. Is Geshem, you know, and everything revolves around Geshem. So and even forgetting about the fact that it talks about Geshem all the time, if we dare somebody, I mean, Tal is very nice, Shelig is very nice, but they certainly don't consist of the Iker Hashpah. Why is it not Geshem? So I think two Nekudas, It's possible. I don't know this. I don't have mucker, but I think this might be the pshat over here. If we to sort of grade them, we have Tal, Geshem, and Shelig in terms of most physical and concrete to least physical and concrete, or vice versa. Tal is something that is almost imperceptible. A person comes out and there's tal, everything is wet. You didn't see it fall, it doesn't come down in pieces, it's a moisture on everything. The Gemara says that tal is never nifsak. So tal is something that has that property of being the most dacoustic form of it. Geshem is much more concrete and solid, but Shelig is the most concrete and solid form of that. So if you're talking about the two end pieces, it's going to be those two end pieces. Now, one more Nekuda. The two hashpos that are Tchia, that a keneged chayim is tal. Tal is called tal shel tchia. Tal is the minimum necessary for life. Geshem makes things grow and flourish and so on. But if you're looking at the etzem chios, tal is really, in a certain sense, the atzmis of chios. On the other hand, shelig, like he says, the malbin chatoyim. Malbin chatoyim is also a pchina of chios amesim. Because a person has been mekulkul and destroyed by chet, and you know, and the koyach of being malbin is something that is parallel to Tchias HaMeisim. So the Meila, we're talking about two koiches of Hashpa that are the Etzim Chiyus. Geshem gives a ribui. Geshem is a Hashpa that allows for ribui. But we're talking about the necessity for Chiyus. Tal and Shelag have certain nekudas. That's what I could think of. The Harin Meirim who koyal har poran Ratzaloima becholat so which is Yishmael ifir mahar poran Yishmael. So mimoines aroyas. So the pasuk is saying, you followed me through everywhere. Tashuri Meroish Amana, you said Shira on the from the Mokri Maimin, Meroish Sneer Vechermon, you said Shira from the using the Shirish of Hashpa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oynes Aroyes Marin Emerim. So Monas Aroyes Marin Emerim is Ki'ilu, despite passing through the lion's den and the leopard's roaming ground. So me'oynas aroyas for our seyer shayali sol karoyas v'chadrin imeirim hu kuel ha'por, which is Yishmol v'ratzaloyma v'chol ha'tzores ha'elu iti teilech me'roish amona she'yoshech alai. So through this, it's because of, so toshuri me'roish amona me'roish sir v'cherm, so Klal Yisrael Sheirish of Keshech Shbro comes from a Makam Emuna, Mimoines Aroyas and Maharin Emerim. And they come from Moines Aroyas and Harin Emerim. So over here we find a description of Esav as an Aryeh, and Yishmael as a Nomer. That's very interesting. Let's take a look. And if you want to take a look in 172 in his notes, he says in the middle, the Ayin Bezeh Kodesh, Chelik Beis Gimel Aleph, Meroy Sneer Vechermon Dotur De Sinai, the Krivel Gabei Vis Atedu Tchusei, the Sebe Satzatach Sahar, Mima Oynes Aroyes Ilan Bnei Soyer, the Kuchibich Zomelon by Reis Lebor Lekablo, Meharin Nimerim Ilan Bnei Shmuel. So those are the two koiches that are both koiches that are misnagit, and despite the fact we pass through it. He asks over here that Nazar Kodesh is Masha didn't want to be Makabal the Torah. And over here, it's Mashma, Kilo, the opposition to Klal Yisrael. I want to talk a little bit why Aroyas is considered, what is Aroyas versus the Meirim? I don't find it anywhere that those are the two in Yonim. So what tzach does it have?
I mean, in the first shot, they specified that the Namer has a lot of chutzpah, but he's really such a gibar. So clearly it's fundamentally different, because the Yishmael was b'chal the Ari in the first pshat.
Right. So I'd like to understand in this pshat over here, what's the designation like this? Hard to know. Again, I'm not sure if he's to pshat him. Are they Morofanim, or are they whatever? Okay. So before he said Moines Aroyes is in Shmuel, and here he says Sichron Oik. So I'd like to try a little bit to explain this designation. Esav is somebody whose koyach is in the fact that he tries to be the strongest. He has a cherev, he's a bal cherev, and his mentality is that he wants to overcome any other koyach in the world. That's the koyach of Esav. It's the koyach of Christianity, not the koyach, but the shita that they replaced Klal Yisrael. I think they call it, if I'm not mistaken, it's called replacement theology, where Klal Yisrael was meant to be Dama Nifcher, and everything was going good, and then they rejected Yeshu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, no, forget it, and that's it. So it was his gabrus of whatever curse they are, and overthrew. But Yishmael, it says, he was Mesachik. Mitzachik. A Mesachik or Mitzachik is somebody who shows that the other person is not really Bal Koyach, but he is Pashit, empty air. Almost when I debate somebody, one way I can debate a person is by bringing counter-eyes that are stronger than his eyes. So when you have a serious debate with somebody, you know, you put down your side and you bring Rias and so on and so forth. That's one side. Another way, and a better way, if you can do it, to get rid of somebody else's tightness, is to show that his own tightness are nonsense. There's a phrase, reductio ad absurdum, where you reduce the other person's tightness to internal stira. So schoik and schoik
also
is something which undoes and undermines the other person. So Lamashal, when the shita of the Ishmaelim is that we got it wrong, the Christians say ad divrayomim. You guys were right. This is right. We subscribed to it also. But we took over. New Testament now is the Hemshech. Yishmael says that we got the story wrong, and really it was Yishmael who was, and you know, the whole nonsense, all the nonsense. So they're not coming to be loichem against. They're coming to say it's, you know, it nothing's there. The number is an az. An az means, let's say, you know, I weigh 100 pounds and I'm facing a 500-pound gorilla. So if I make a cheshbon of the koiches, one against the other, I'm going to lose. So I can try to make myself stronger, put on weight, do more exercise and so on, and I try to vanquish the other person, overcome it. A person who's daring takes a bet that the other person looks like he's very, like he's a 500-pound gorilla, but all that 500-pound is just a disguise. Person strapped pillows on himself. The other person may be 500 pounds, but he has severe arthritis, is not going anywhere. A daring person is basically saying, you're not a giver. He's not saying, I'm a bigger giver than you. He's saying you're full of it. You know, I dare you. So the koyach of nemer is to undo the other side as opposed to the koyach. So that's schoik. His mesachik means that he came to undo the other side and he's not going to win by asserting himself. He's going to win by undoing the other side. So those are the two koyaches of isnagdus. To Avodas Hashem. One is either to show that I have a better mahalach, or shav avodah lekim, that your mahalach is no substance, it's not true, whatever, you know, that type of thing. I mean, to go a little further, the difference between, you know, Yavan is called a namer, it's a difference between Yavan and the Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah accepted gods, but they had a much stronger god. They had Dagon, that Baal, they had this god, that god, the other god. It was a wrestling match. Chochmas Yavan said it's all nonsense. So that's where the picture Yavan came in. So the koyach of Namer is a koyach of what's the right word for it? It's a koyach of undoing the other one. That fit Yishmael a lot more than than Esav. So I think those are the two koyches of, you know, one connected to the other.
Maybe is that in their koyach of how they understand Avram's relationship with Yitzchak versus Yishmael exclusively, or is that an attitude of the Yishmaelim as a whole? Because we don't really see the past, you know, 100 or 200 years that the Yishmaelim were cynics.
Yeah, but saying that Yerushalayim is not holy to us, we never were there, just brazenly to you know, the Christians say that Rome replaced Jerusalem. Rome don't Kodesh, Jerusalem replaced, Rome replaced it. The Yishmaelim are saying, it's Lahadam, you guys were never here. What are you talking about? You it's a fairy tale. That's their attitude to everything we have, which is fascinating because it says its own thing. But that's where it is. So these are the two koyches keilu that are zeh keneged zeh, and b'meilo, we have to pass through. It took our emuna to pass through these two koyches and through all these stars. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of Torah, these two things, the two things we said, you know, he's saying over here that, you know, it's he quotes over here that they rejected the Torah. That's exactly the Nekuda. It's not the stam. The Goyim is Bimidayik, not stam the fact that they reject Torah, but how did they reject Torah? Esav rejected Torah by surpassing it, by sort of saying, okay, there's a bris chadasha that's an amendment. And Yishmael wasn't mekabel Torah and was mafkia. No, he tried to undermine the Torah. It's not right. It's not a metzias. Okay, Tess. Libachtani achoisi kalu, libachtani bachas minayach. So again, this is a shevach for this kala that is following him through thick and thin. The bachtani achosi kala pius shalachta bayad mshach bayad ksiv bayemayon bayavu umachmazer nikra voscha bolibi umachmazer nikra sayad. So he says over here that the fact that they were, that they went and they did it very quickly, that was why they were so beloved. And let's finish the piece and then we'll look at it again. Kabbalah u'maisa. V'tekev k'shibalti ha'ter b'ha'evim v'ha'gizim v'zeh levad nikva avoscha b'libi. So that was ke'ilu the Kabbalah. Libaftani b'achad anak v'tzevanayich u'gam k'adnu l'el u'pirish tekev k'osisim v'tese achas v'shak omru v'yomu Yeshua nikva avoscha oid b'libi. So he is referring to two inyanim that they became Kosherash Baruch Hu. One is the Kabbalah and one is the actual Asiyah. So he says over here that the being mekabel was being kalter in ha'emag reason. This is already madura basra. In other words, we're talking over here about the Torah in the madura to go to Eretz Yisrael. Before he spoke about Sinai and Chayriv, and he had said that the way you acted over there was Mekashemi, and now he's speaking about class of going to Eretz Yisrael, and again displaying certain beauties that was Mekasha class of Hashem Baruch Hu. the beauty here was that Seder was a Kabbalah, because the Kabbalah of Har Gerizim and Har Eivel, of Torah and Har Gerizim and Eivel, was specifically for Eretz Yisrael. In other words, being Mekabel Torah as a Tanai for Eretz Yisrael. And then he said, and then there was the second Chilek, where they actually fulfilled it. Nikva Avasa Oid Belibi, I believe. And then he says an interesting point, that the reason why you choose an anak is a necklace. A necklace is a is jewelry of the neck. The neck is the mechibur of the roish and the guf. It's also very interesting. The Goyen says over there, he brought before, but I'll say it outside. A necklace is an interesting jewel. A ring is one piece of metal that goes around. A diamond is a jewel. A necklace is a lot of single elements when they're taken around with a strand become a necklace. That's the yichud of a necklace. So earrings are one ring, and a ring is a ring, and you can put a diamond onto the ring, the diamond stands by itself, and so on. The necklace is very different. And the pshat is, what the beauty of a necklace is, that on the one hand, it's not one chunk, it's many pieces. On the other hand, they are like one piece. Now, the way in which this is possible in a person's Avodas Hashem, when we'll talk about more, you know, describe Avoda, is when a person does mitzvahs in the Olam HaMaisa with that are the result of understandings and pieces from Olam HaMachshava. In other words, if let's say a person, the Olam HaMaisa, every Maisa person does is different. There's no chibur. So the marshal, I spoke to so-and-so 9 o'clock in the morning. I went down and had a discussion with so-and-so at 10 o'clock. And this one, 11, 12. Those events are unique. Each one is a Maisa that happened at a different time, in a different place, with a different person. And it could have been very different dibur. But if let's say my chesh was 9 o'clock, I'm going to see if Reuven wants to buy something. Shimon, at 10 o'clock, I'm going to see if Shimon wants to sell it. 11 o'clock, I'm going to see if Levi is willing to broker the deal. So be'etzem, the chibur of all these pieces comes through the oilam of machshava. So if a person is mekabel Torah, we tend to think of it very shallow way, that the nice thing about Kabbalah Satara is, therefore I'm going to do the Torah. So if I promise to go to Baruch Hu, now I'm going to do Torah, so there's a chance that I will actually follow through and do it. So if someone asks me, what was the chshivas of the Kabbalah Satara? The chshivas is that you made a serious attempt and a serious effort to the etzem sort of, to follow through on it. Maybe yes, maybe not, but that's what you do. No, it's much deeper than that. When a person makes a Kabbalah first and then he does mitzvahs, so all of these mitzvahs that he's doing belong to one framework. I'm setting out to do Dvar Hashem, Mitzvah Hashem. So everything I do belongs to that world of Mitzvah Hashem. And every mice I do takes on meaning as a piece of a larger anak. So I'll call upon him that's the yichud of the tzaver. The tzaver is the place that's mechaber, the Adam of Das to the Adam of Maisa. So when Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, there was a special Kabbalah, and then immediately a rush into Adam of Maisa. Now, one can also say that Eretz Yisrael, if we juxtapose Har Sinai to Eretz Yisrael, Har Sinai itself was given a midbar. It's a makom where there's very little in terms of Olam HaMaisa. There's not really that Olam HaMaisa, but it comes together, and it is a there was a special Kabbalah by Arvis Moyev, which was be'etzim the Kabbalah specific for that Torah. So just like in a person's head, we have machshavas that are kind of very abstract and philosophical, and they become maisim through a long process, but it's not like the type of machshava where I will do now this and this and this. So the specific Kabbalah of Torah going to Yisrael, which was I will do this and this and this and this. Okay. Now a second pirush, Kedar. Pirush. Ata libafta oisi, ba'echad minanayich, afilu kishehishkaft laibachs minayich, ve'af kisheat mukushetis ba'achad anakmas of minayich. So now he's learning ki'ilu, the pshat is that that Gosha is an achas. In other words, even only one of them, I'll explain in a minute what that is. Ki ata beis hamigdosh choisi v'kalo. Ki pirish shal karbon shumakarvis odom lamokor. Olekach kroa choisi v'kalo. The achas menach pirush sheish teira mitzvus. The ato ein chayochol kayim amitzvah dayin kelul b'teira. So I think it's going on the zman in the midbar, like we said before. The zman in the midbar was a zman where there was not yet ma'isa olam ma'isa. I mean, there was in some way, but the real olam ma'isa didn't exist. Everybody was sort of living off the man and all the, you know, the roi minyan vina mitzvahs. It wasn't the makom asiyah yet. V'zeh b'chad anayich. B'chad anayich tzav anayich pirush. Ka mitzvahs imanokim gagar secho. V'zeh kivim sheskalto as mitzvah reshoina libaftani. Now, Chazal say over here. So it's a mention that the tzuris Adam is symmetric of yamin and smoil of both eyes and so on. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even when I have one, I'm already ma'uhav in it. So l'chura that can't be. Let's give a mashal ma'adav adoyma. Let's say I get something that's half of what I expected. I'm not going to be happy. If I wanted a car with four wheels and I get two wheels, not a very, very happy camper. It's not going to work. But there's a different type of case. It says that Godel Talmud shemevi le'maisa. In other words, in Talmud, you already have the world of Maisa Gonus in it. So if Lo Yetzer Torah and Maisa were two different worlds and really didn't have a shaychus to each other, they were just two very good things. So Lamash, let's take something that we look at that way. If I tell you Ploini is phenomenal Talmud Chacham, but it's really his midas are really bad. So I don't think a person would look and see in him an Adam Toiv or Adam Shalom in any sense of the word or anything. A person would be put off. Let's say if I would say this person is a very nice person, but he's not Amar Zgomer, no Shaykhis to knowing anything. Again, that would be put off. It's not a Milo. But if I see in somebody a tchuna, so Lamosh, if I have a little kid I may not know or understand, but if I see in him tchunis that he's going to know, going to understand, he's developing. So even though I see him only half knowing, but faket, he's already knows half of it. So then it could be endearing to me that pchelik. G'dayla Talmud shemeiver le'maisa means that in Talmud itself there is a drive to realize it. A person who learns, so even though he's learning it only, what's the right word for it? Let's say he's in a jail and he doesn't have the ability. Or let's say a bachar is learning Torah and he's not holding by being kaim anything yet. It's just not shaykh. Rosh Mishnah is not shaykh to him. Ebenezer is not shaykh to him. Still, most things are shaykh. But in the Talmud itself, there's already something that will drive him to do it good when he actually comes to it. So the achad mehem is yoyfi because it contains in itself the hemshach of it. Okay, next praise. My yofu the daich achoisi kalo, my tovu the daich miyayin v'reyach shmanayin kol psalm. First pshat. My yofu the daich achoisi kalo, my tovu the daich miyayin v'reyach shmanayin kol psalm. My yofu the daich achoisi kalo, so now he's going to explain it. Pirish. So he's describing three things about his beloved. His yoifi. Yoifi is something that is shayach to my world. Yoifi is something that I'm expressing it. So when I say somebody is yafeh, then basically what I'm describing is that he intersects in my world. His intersection with my world is a positive intersection, and therefore I call it yafeh. So the chelik of Torah that's most shayach to our world is the chelik of chesed, Gnos Chasadim, and therefore it's described as being something that intersects my world, described as yoifi. Then he says, ma tovu d'dayich, hu neged Torah, shein tov ala Torah. Tov is something that is, tov itself. It's described in its own terms. It's not in this world terms, as on Toiv. The reason why Avoida is third, last over here, even though normally, Toiv Avoida is Chasadim, Chesed is what I do that is Shayach to you. Torah is what I do that is Shayach to myself. Avoid is what I do that's shayach to Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm doing what he's telling me to do. And Eved means I shtelzach to something outside of me. So in a certain sense, Avoid is even more removed than Torah, and it's more of shtelzach to something beyond me. Like we saw before, Reach is a chush that be'etzim is something beyond. I can't put a finger on it at all. And therefore, Reach Shmonecha is most shayach to this nekuda. That is Pirush Aleph. Pirush Beis. Mayav v'dach hoisei kala kanal, matav v'dach, ki oylem oymel sheshet vorm, tov v'dach hasodim. V'hine ha-korban makar v'sol kanal. V'zeo mayav v'dach hoisei kala ima korbonus, shemekar v'sol eilom. V'zeo avoyde. So, matav v'dach miyayin, hu atav v'dach kanal, So he reverses the order totally. So my yofu is going on a karbonis, because if my yofu the daich is reflecting on the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, So karbanis is the equivalent of ben adam l'chaverim. In other words, ben adam l'chaverim means the arena of me and you. So that in the first pshat, that's mos chasodim. In the second pshat, zomer yiftadech kila kodesh baruch hap Yisrael, when we interact together, the most direct interaction is karbanis. That's you offering to me. Toiv, he says, is Torah. That stays the same. In other words, Toiv is something that has no definition within this world. It's Atzmi. And finally, Reach Shmonecha, he says, is the Tusha'arim. So what he means to emphasize is in the Beis Hamikdash itself, in the Makamash itself, there was a place for Gminas Chesed. It was part of that world. And they're called Reach Shmonecha, I assume, because this becomes the attraction of Klal Yisrael within themselves, to each other. In other words, the Reach is something that brings people together. So Reach is always used to describe something which is a... It evokes an attraction even from afar. So in the Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, these two inyanim are inyanim that bring people closer to people. That's how I assume he's changing here. It's also very interesting. The two Shoyim Mishlai, the two Chesed he talks about is Nachma Velim and Sameach Hasanim. Let's take a look. He brings over here in the bottom the Pirkei of Elazar. And so on. That's the lesson that's going on. So it's interesting that of all the things, I mean, they weren't talking about giving food to aniyim and so on. They're talking about b'mesameach chasanim v'menach mavelim. So I think the pshat is every other chesed could have not been. In other words, there are poor people who need food. There could be a metzias where they don't need food. There are sick people who need help. Weak people who need help. The metzias could be not like that. Avelus and chasanim are the two inyanim in the bria that I am zokuk to other people be'etzim. It's not the mikra that somebody is sick or the mikra that somebody is this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Velt Avek that nobody can bury himself and nobody is a sholem mitzaratzim. So nicham avelim and the chasanim are the two pillars of chesed because those are the two inyanim where you can never ever do it yourself. It's the two places where this is taka, a column and a pillar of this world. Okay, any point, any question?
So the relationship between Torah and Avodah.
Yeah.
So are we say? I mean, I understand the pashtus always is that everything has its own time and place. But yeah. like we're saying here that Torah has an aspect of a person's self versus avoida is kulay l'shamayim.
Right.
Or I don't know if Rabbi said it, it's perhaps a maila. How does that affect, there's a halacha that kol mishtera sumna says patmei tefila.
Right.
So how do we understand those two things? If there's a maila in avoida, I mean, I understand why people should be machmer and that, let's say, not learn during davening, which is,
right.
But more so in a more extreme way.
Why if Teroso Nosoi is there no? So there is a music that Torah is kill everything. You know, it's like you said before, Kabbalah, Gadol, there's a Magen Avraham, I think, Futna quoted that in Ishtabach, I don't remember why it's Ishtabach, but that's what he says, that there used to be three Ksarim, and then the Keser Kahuna and the Keser Malchus became subsumed in Keser Torah. So Torah has itself another Koyach that it can include. And when it's done in its right Darga, it includes everything else. So that's probably the reason why, like Reb Shimon Choy
b'Chaveiro. Because then you were taking Torah out of its category.
And it's another knetch of Torah, correct? Okay, so but next week, I mean, going to be next week in New York for the Mir B'chinis. Well, we'll be in touch. I should be able to do it, but we'll work out the exact times.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a wonderful week.
Take care, Mayor.